Hey, this is Al Fake here at BNCLive.com. How are you tonight? All right, we have a special show tonight. We have Think Pink Floyd, hosted by Bill Martin, and I'll be here as well. We're going to talk about Billy's show over in West Virginia that they performed on Saturday evening. They had a fantastic turnout, tremendous light show. Billy will be coming on here in about 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll start talking about the show, the Think Pink Floyd show, that is. Okay, so a couple things going on here. We're, you know, over here at BNCLive.com, we are working on live music on Main Street, you know, our new site. We have a whole schedule coming up of shows that are scheduled into September. We're going to be talking about a little bit about that. And we have a whole bunch of new guests that'll be coming on. Let me tell you about who we have coming on with us. In next Monday, you know, Monday's normally our show night. So next Monday we have Joe McKenna coming in at 8 p.m. And at 9 p.m. we have Phil McKenney of the Greenwood Inn Blues Jam over in Pensauken. We also have on the 14th, we have Jim Moran coming on, he hosts some shows, some open mic shows and open jam shows in New York. And at 9 p.m. on the 14th, we have Steve Hester. Then we have a special show on the 20th. I think that's a Saturday, live from Twangstock with Marbles Mahoney and about 20 other bands from not only around New York, but some European bands will be in. I think there's a band or two from Russia that'll be in. And we also have on the 21st, Bruce Barbini at 8 p.m. And on the 21st at 9 p.m., that's the following Monday, we have Joe Fram right after Bruce Barbini. And it's a he's with Frameworks Acoustic Jazz Ensemble. And then on the 24th, we're going to be doing a live show from Chickie and Pete's with Billy Martin from Acoustic Martin. And on the 28th of August, we have the Rock Goddess coming in. Remember the Rock Goddess? She was with us on the station here for a time back in 2015. So she's out on her own now at a metal station that she's working with. And she'll tell us all about her career. Okay, so we're expecting Billy to call in shortly, and we'll get the show underway. We have a little weird time on the show tonight due to some of my scheduling issues. I couldn't start the show until 2:15, and not 2:15. I'm sorry, 9:15. And it's unusual for a Wednesday night for us to have a show at the moment here. So what we're gonna do now is we'll entertain you with a. Let's see, what can we put on for you for the next few minutes until our guests arrive and we start taking calls. So why don't we do this? Why don't we play for you an interview that I did during the 2015 Blues International Blues Challenge in Memphis. We met Nicky Buzz. He is a performing artist, blues artist. From Poland, actually. He actually lives in Amsterdam, but he plays with a band in Poland. He's actually originally an American artist from the South. So listen to this interview here. It's an archive with Nicky Buzz, and then we'll be back shortly live. Within about 6 or 8 minutes, we'll start the live show up. All right, so here, check out Nicky Buzz, and you can actually hear this full interview if you check our archives at bnclive.com, and then go to the archive page. And we have all of our archives up there. So, all right, so here, listen to Nicky Buzz, and we'll get ready for the live show. We'll be back with you in about maybe 6 to 8 minutes for the live show. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Nicky Buzz, and he lives in Amsterdam, is that right now? Okay, and he's like a band that represents the Polish, am I right? What's the name of the Blue Society? That you guys are representing?
The Polish Blues Association.
Okay, Polish Blues Association. And now I'm going to put you over to him and let you talk to him. Here he is.
It's Alfie.
Hey there, Al. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for being on with us. So, boy, you've come a long way to play at the IBC.
Yes, we did. We came in from Warsaw. Then we were held over in Amsterdam because of the fog. So I was actually in my, I was like a couple of miles from my house. And
oh,
then
my goodness.
We went to Detroit, and then we got held over because we were 3 hours late because of the other plane. And then from Detroit, we got held over because we had to de-ice the plane. So we traveled for almost 4 days to get here with layovers and hotels and no luggage and all. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you're at least having fun now.
Man, the first thing I did was hit... First thing I did was hit Cracker Barrel. I'm good now.
I hate traveling just for that reason. What you explained, you know, the hidden problems that come up: the snow, the ice, the freezing rain, the lost luggage. You name it. If you name it, it sounds like you guys have been through it in the last 4 days.
Yes, we have. But you know something. We just took the punches and had a ball.
Okay, well that's a great thing, you know. So I guess when you're used to traveling, you get familiar with what could possibly happen, and then you roll with the punches, like you said. So that's fabulous. Your home base is in Warsaw, Poland. Is that right?
No, my home base is in Amsterdam. My Polish band's our home base is actually in Poznan.
Well, okay.
And I fly in and out of Amsterdam, and we won the Best Blues Album last year. It's like a Polish Grammy. We won that, and so that prompted us to do a lot of touring in Poland. And the Polish people just love the blues, so we just had a wonderful time.
That's great. You know, we meet so many great folks because of music. You know, all I do all day is sit in my studio here and kind of brainstorm what we're gonna do that day and what we're gonna ask people. And by the end of the day, we're basically doing like. Spanning the whole United States. We went from New York to Wisconsin, then to Memphis 3 or 4 times, and then we went to Pennsylvania. We've been in 6, maybe 8 states today interviewing folks. And now what we have is we have you from Amsterdam. You know, with the band from Poland, and now we're going outside to the other countries. It's amazing what music, you know, what opportunities you can have with music. So tell me about your band. Tell me about your, you know, what you love about what you're doing.
Well, you know, to reiterate on what you just said, I ended up playing for the King and Queen of Morocco because I'm a musician.
Wow.
At that time, they were the prince and the princess. But I ended up playing for them for a month in Morocco because I was a musician. You know, I have met presidents. I've met kings and queens, heads of state. I've met bums in the streets. I've met everything. And everybody loves you when you play music.
All right. It's Al Fink back with you here. We're live again. We're going to bring on Bill Martin from Think Pink Floyd. He's going to talk with us about the concert in West Virginia, which I talked to Billy earlier in the week about it. It was a fabulous outcome, but we're going to let him explain that to you. And I think we'll probably get some callers in to talk about it as well. And we'll go from there. All right. So I'm going to bring Billy Martin on. Let me liven up his microphone. Billy, you with us?
I am.
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Great, man. Great.
Yeah, so tell us about the concert. You were telling me it was pretty exciting, and a lot of people came by.
Oh, it was an amazing show. the people were great. They stayed all the way till the end. The place was packed. The lasers looked great. All around, 100% positive show. The people down there are just so nice, Al. I got to tell you, friendly, and you know, they all come up to you at the end and they're shaking your hand and telling you how much they love the music and how much, you know, they love the little kids were all dancing to the music that they grew up with. And, you know, some of the older folks were saying, you know, how much their families enjoyed it. I mean, all ages, from little kids all the way up to older people.
That's amazing. So, you know, the music of the 70s and 80s is actually very popular with, you know, different generations. I guess because probably a lot of these children, you know, the mothers and fathers of these young children were listening to what their parents were playing. And now they're playing similar, you know, the same music. And this younger generation is also listening. So was this an indoor concert or an outdoor concert, Bill?
No, it's an outdoor amphitheater in Fairmount, West Virginia. Now, one of the things that happened that wasn't too positive was a couple nights before we got there, they had a really, really bad rain. And yeah. Apparently downstream from the river there, I mean, from what everyone was telling me, their houses were flooded up to the roof. So,
wow.
Yeah, so they were making a collection for, you know, the families that were hit by the flooding. And we donated money from our T-shirt merchandise sales to, you know, the victims. And they raised a pretty good amount of money. And, I mean, every little bit helps. I mean, they got all kinds of other stuff, water and food and stuff like that for them. But, yeah, it's really a shame. That was the only thing that wasn't positive. Everything else about the gig was amazing. The sound guy was great. The people at Palatine Park who hired us are great. You know, they totally took care of us. I wish I could play a gig like that every night of the week.
That's really cool. And you know, the fact that you have the people in the audience that, you know, at the end of the show are actually coming up to you, they almost feel like family, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually talking to a bunch of them on Facebook. You know, they're, you know, friending me and stuff. And some of them are young, you know, some of them are young guys. And, you know, they're telling me how much I'm influencing them. And I'm just thinking, well, that's great, man. You know, I want to keep this style of music alive. You know, I don't want it to go away.
Oh, looks like we have a caller coming on. It's from the 304 area code. Let's see who this is. So hang on one second. We'll bring them on.
All right.
Hi, this is Al Fink. You're on live on the BNC Live show with Bill Martin from Think Pink Floyd. You'd like to speak on the radio? What's your name?
Dustin, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. It's, your last four digits, your phone number is 9343. So you're on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Dustin. I'm from West Virginia. I was at the Palatine show in Fairmont.
Excellent. So tell us about the experience, sir.
Man, I'll tell you what. I had very low expectations. I mean, I had high expectations, but I expected it to be not as energetic of a show as it was. I got there as soon as the Syd Barrett stuff started playing. It was just how I imagined it, had that old feel. And then as soon as it started, I knew right then and there, I was like, all right, this is going to go in the direction that I was just hoping for. And by the time we made it to Dark Side of the Moon and we got to Wish You Were Here, and then as soon as I got to the wall, I was just lost. I mean, it was great. It was exactly what I hoped for.
So do you have some questions for Billy? Because Billy is on with us now, so you want to talk to Billy, you're more than welcome.
What's up, Justin?
What's up, man?
I'm so glad you enjoyed the show.
Oh, it was great. I'm I wish I could thank you more.
Dude, I want to thank you for coming, because without you there, you know, we wouldn't have a show. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for coming.
So Justin, how did you find out about the show? What brought you to the show? Have you heard of Think Pink Floyd prior to going to the show?
I think I might have heard the name come up before. I'm not totally sure on that. I'm not very good with remembering stuff like that. I was at work with a coworker, and she's about 50 years old. She kind of grew up in the era of, you know, in the 70s is whenever she started listening to rock and stuff like that. And I saw her wear a Pink Floyd shirt one day, and, you know, I'm only 26 years old, so she probably didn't expect me to love Pink Floyd as much as I do. And she said, yeah, there's a show coming up in Fairmont, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm going to go no matter what. And then she told me the details. She said it was free, all this other stuff. It pretty much made it sound too good to be true. And then as the days came up closer, she found out more information, and she was right. We ended up going, and we literally were there, and we were just, like I said, we didn't think it was going to be as good of a show, but we both looked at each other at the exact same time. It was like, we said the same thing, like, we're like, this is a lot better than what we expected.
Let me ask you this, because I've actually seen the band Pink Floyd live. What did you think, so your coworker, she may have seen Pink Floyd live. Did she compare Think Pink Floyd's talents to Pink Floyd?
You know, I think she did say that she did. I'm not for sure on that. I've met so many people that have. It's so hard to remember stuff like that. I guess because I get jealous because I wasn't able to. But she didn't necessarily say anything of that essence, but I know that if I was to ask her right now, she would say that if anything, it would at least bring you back to that time and that feel and that energy, and it's the next best thing, if not.
Excellent. So, Justin, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for going to the show. So are you planning on keeping in touch with the band? I would think, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I hope they keep in touch with me.
Okay. So, Bill, you have a mailing list that Justin can get on, right?
Why don't you, we have some other folks
calling in. Why don't you tell the listeners before we bring on some other folks, and the lines are really lighting up, so we want to get some more folks on. Why don't you tell the folks how Justin and everybody else can keep in touch with you guys, and then we'll start bringing on some other callers. But before that, I wanted to thank you very much for calling in, Justin. And again, thank you for going to see Billy at the show and Think Pink Floyd. So, Billy, go ahead, and then we'll start bringing on some other callers.
Pretty easy, Al. ThinkPinkFloyd.com, ThinkPinkFloyd Twitter, ThinkPinkFloyd Instagram, ThinkPinkFloyd Facebook. Real easy.
Okay. All right, Justin, we're gonna silence up your microphone. So, again, thank you very much, and you keep listening. We'll keep your headset on, and I'm going to shut up your microphone and have some other people come on the line so you can actually hear them talk as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Justin.
See you,
take
Justin.
Care, be safe, okay? Okay, so we have a 609 caller. We actually have three or four callers waiting, so I'm going to just put them on in the order that they came on hold. So we have a 609 caller, so that sounds probably like a South Jersey caller, so let's get that person on. Okay, 609 area code 0719 is the last four digits of the phone number. You're on live with Billy Martin and Al Fake.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Tim Culver. I'm calling. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a big fan of Acoustic Martin and Think Pink Floyd and Monique. I have a question.
Okay.
Is it true that you're going to do a song with Pots and Pans? Is that true?
Well, that's a different topic, totally. but it is true. It is true.
Oh, you know? I heard that myself, Bill. But that's probably a topic for another show for another band.
Yeah. Tim, we're talking Pink Floyd here tonight.
sir, what's your name? Do you want to talk about the Pink Floyd tribute band, Think Pink Floyd, or? You just want to listen, or You have any other questions?
One of my favorite bands to see for a tribute band. I must admit, I've seen a couple. Your Laser Light show, your performance, everything is great. I'm a big fan, and I'm keep up the great work. I really appreciate seeing you guys.
Tell us your first name.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Tell us your first name, sir.
Tim.
Okay, Tim. All right, Tim. I'm gonna shut up your microphone, but you can keep listening if you like, okay? Or you can log on online at bnclive.com and you can hear it that way too. Thanks so much, Tim.
I go both ways. Thank you. Have a great one, guys.
Thank
you.
All right. So we have a 304 caller, and the last four digits of the phone number is 8678. I'm gonna liven up the microphone now. Okay, you're on the air. Last four digits of the phone number is 8678. So go ahead if you want to speak.
Hey, Billy, what's happening, buddy?
Who's this?
This is Mike.
Al, this is the booking agent that put us at Palatine Park. Awesome guy, man.
Wonderful. So, Mike, you're a agent for Palatine Park, or are you just an agent in general for all different
just
venues?
Just an agent in general.
Okay.
Yeah, they can, anywhere anybody wants,
Okay. And how did you – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, buddy.
How did you find out about Think Pink Floyd?
I searched online and, watched a ton of videos of tribute bands, and, they were the ones that stood out the most because of the way they sounded. Their laser show definitely is all, awesome. And Billy, I just want to thank you for your donation to the flood relief, man. That's much appreciated.
My pleasure, man. I feel really bad for those people. I mean, that's probably another 50 or 60 people that would have been there if that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still a good turnout. I mean.
Yeah, it was a great turnout, man.
So are you planning on booking Think Pink Floyd for any other venues that you may work with throughout the country?
Oh, definitely. I try to put them out, everywhere I can.
That's great. So let me ask you this. So do you book basically tribute bands or original bands? How does that work for your business?
I got everything from country to rap and everything.
Oh, very good. Very good. And this fellow that called a little while ago that was from the West Virginia area, he was stating that he was in his mid-20s. Now, do you find that a lot of people in that age range are interested in the music of Pink Floyd?
I think everybody's interested. I mean, my daughter's 16.
Okay.
And first time she's heard, I played her the original and showed her, some videos of The Wall. And she's like, well, that's awesome. And she's a big country fan.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Well, listen, we really thank you for calling in and for getting Think Pink Floyd out there and getting them into these venues. It's, being a musician, and this, I don't have to tell you, I'm preaching to the choir. But, music today is a hard business to be in. And I know Billy and a lot of other artists and all the people Billy plays with work very hard to put on a good show and to get people, having a good time. So we appreciate, folks like yourself that get them into some of these great venues.
All right. Hey, Billy, I'll see you in Pennsylvania soon.
All right, brother.
September 1st, right?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. We're going to be at the St. Clair Park Amphitheater in Pittsburgh. How far away from you is that, Mike?
It's like an hour and 45.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hike, but it's not too bad.
I'm definitely going to make that trip.
Awesome,
great.
Bro.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for calling. If you'd like, you can stay on on the line and listen, or you can listen online at bnclive.com. Billy, you want to talk a little? We have a few more callers.
Get him in, Al.
You got it. All right, Mike, thank you very much. I'm gonna kill your microphone, but your speaker's still going to be live, okay? All right, so we have another caller here from the 267 area code. The last four digits of the phone number is 7961. You have a live microphone, caller. You can speak to Billy Martin. Pink Pink Floyd.
Hey, Billy, it's Charlene. How are you doing?
Hi, Charlene. Hey. Charlene's been out to a few Pink Floyd gigs.
Yes,
Where are you from, Charlene? Where are you from, hon?
Oh, I had lived in Philadelphia when I first had seen Pink Floyd and went to Penny Pack Park.
Okay.
Go ahead. And I could just tell you, like, they are the closest to original Pink Floyd as you can get.
Excellent.
Wow. That's a good compliment.
Yeah, no doubt, Billy. Now there's a show coming up in Penny Pack Park in the very near future, right, Bill?
Yeah, that's September 6th, Penny Pack Park, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, and Charlene, are you going to attend that one?
I'm going to try to attend that one if I am not busy. Uh-huh. Billy does already know.
Yeah, she got a pretty good little job thing she's doing. I think. Where are you moving to, Charlene? Upstate somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me ask you a little bit about the fan base, Charlene. So when you went to see Billy in the past, did you go with a bunch of people? I mean, you know, you all go together, you group up, and then you meet at the show and you hang out.
I take a couple of friends with me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hang out and have a good time, you know. And it's always fun because you doesn't matter what age you are, you're just into anything Pink Floyd.
So what would your favorite part of the what would your favorite part of the show be, for any particular song from any album, or the laser lights, or just everything in general about the show?
Just everything, because that's why I was saying, because it's so close to original Pink Floyd that they don't miss anything.
That's great. All right, so you want to ask Billy any questions? We have a few other callers coming on, but we don't want to cut you short. So if you want to ask any other questions, we'll be happy to. I'm sure Billy will be happy to answer them. If not, we'll say thank you for calling in, and please continue to listen.
I can always talk to him on.
Yeah, he always talks to me on Facebook. I'll talk to you soon, Charlene. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, Charlene, you have a good evening. I'm going to turn off your microphone, but you can still keep listening. Thanks for calling.
All right,
we have a 908 caller. 6047 is the last four digits of your phone number. Your mic is live. You can go ahead and talk to Bill Martin from Think Pink Floyd. What's your name?
What's going on, Bill Martin? This is Steve from Think Pink Floyd.
Oh, it's the guitarist.
Oh, nice.
What's going on, man?
So you got one third of the band.
That's cool.
Yeah, how are we doing? I've been listening. You know, just I want to reiterate what Billy was talking about. The show in West Virginia was awesome. We had a great time. The audience was fantastic. They were really into it. The staff was really good. You know, and they helped raise a lot of money for the flood victims. So it was great.
That's fantastic. So Steve, when you're up there on stage, and what's the most exciting part for a performer when you're in front of a large crowd like that? Are you more excited as you start up, or a little anxious, or does the excitement continue to grow and you see everybody having a great time and maybe mouthing along with you some of the words? So in your own words, what's the most exciting, you know, time for you as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that just getting a great response from the crowd when you finish a song, something like that, they're into it. They're they're mouthing along, like you said, and just, like, really paying attention while you're playing and stuff is great. And especially, you know, when you're at the live shows, a lot of times if people are starting out a little bit back, you know what I mean, they're relaxed. And then as you're playing, people start moving forward because they're into it. So if people are coming closer, you're doing a good job.
That's fantastic.
As far as, like, we've all been doing this a long time, so I don't really get anxious or any nerves or anything like that. I'm kind of used to it. But, yeah, just getting a good reaction from the crowd is – that really never gets old. That's great.
Cool.
Well, I think by the end of the night, they were all up front, Steve, including
yeah.
all those little kids were, like, jumping around on the edge of the stage there.
Yeah, that's great too. We always get a little group of kids that are running around and dancing at the front of the stage. So that's always fun.
That's fantastic.
They're future fans. That's why.
Absolutely.
And you know, just to speak to what you're talking about before with all ages and stuff. You know, I'm kind of in between. I'm 33. I got into Floyd like in the late 90s when I was in high school, and you know, it was not that long after like the Division Bell and stuff, so it was still kind of out there as far as being popular. But you know, I've been into it forever. I know a lot of people that are into it, and I think it just kind of spans all generations. The music's so good and so timeless that it appeals to everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well said.
Okay, Steve. All right, Billy, we still have some 215 callers, and we're going to get them on the line for you. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for calling in and participating, and thanks for putting on such a great performance and working together with Billy, because I know how hard he works to kind of bring this stuff together, and I'm sure he has a great team behind him, including yourself. So thank you very much.
Yeah, man, it was great talking to you, and just want to say thank you to everybody that comes out to the shows, man. Keep coming back.
Alrighty. All right, Steve, thanks a lot. Have a safe evening.
All right, take it easy.
Feel free to continue to listen, okay?
Yep.
All right, nice meeting you. All right, we have two other callers. Billy, you want to talk about, real quick, just mention the next few shows that are coming up for Think Pink Floyd, and then we'll bring on these other two callers.
Yeah, we're doing September 1st, St. Clair Park Amphitheater in Pittsburgh area, and Pennypack Park, September 6th, Philadelphia, PA. And that will be, both shows will be with laserlightshow.org, my good friend Matt Falcone and his wonderful laser show.
Great, great. Okay, we're going to bring on a caller now from the 215 area. The last four digits of the phone number is 2777. And here you go. Your microphone is on. And what's your first name?
Mitchell, Billy.
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
And
we go way back to your shows and your open mics and everything.
Wow. Mitch. How you doing, Mitch?
All right, this guy, I got to say, is one of the hardest workers in the business. I mean, I go way back to in my management years with a lot of groups, and this guy is a hard, hard worker. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Mitch.
No doubt.
And the shows are very good. I've been to a couple of them, and they're very good. He really has those tunes down pretty pat.
So, Mitch, you're from the Philly area?
Philly, Princeton, New Jersey area.
Uh-huh. And you said that you're in management. So are you in music management?
I'm not as active I used to be, but of course I'm always looking. But I go back to Cinderella days, and I work with Richie Zambora before Bon Jovi.
No kidding.
In a whole different act. Yeah, I go way, way, way back.
So do you think you're going to be going to Pennypacker Park to see Billy's show?
I'm going to try to go to both or one of them. Because I like what he's doing, and he's a very hard worker, and I enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Mitch.
You got it.
You're the man, buddy.
You're the man too, Billy. I wish you the best.
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. I'm getting all choked up here.
I know.
People are all saying nice things about me.
all right,
Mitch,
Billy.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. One thing about music, it builds a lot of relationships, and it goes back a long way. Billy, you know, you've actually, you and I have done several interviews since 2015, and I've taken a little bit of a sabbatical for a year and a half, and you're actually the one that got me back coming back on the air live. That's
because you're good at it, Al.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were great, and I was like, oh, you know what happened? Why did he take a vacation? But I'm glad you're back, Al. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you so much. Okay, we have another caller for you, Billy. But I guess really my point is, this is just like any other business. This music business is an ultimate relationship business.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to bring on another 215 caller. The last four digits of the phone number is 5144. Your mic is livened up. What's your first name?
Hey, it's Buddy Blanche.
Buddy.
What's going on? Woohoo!
Hey, Al, let me tell you a little bit about Buddy Blanche. He plays in the band Romeo Delight.
Okay.
And you should definitely do an interview with these guys. I've done a few shows with these guys, and they do Pennypack Park. Real nice guys, really good band. It's a Van Halen tribute. And,
okay.
Man, what a show. You know, I mean, he really gets the people into it. He's all over the stage. Great guy, man. Great guy.
That's great.
Hey,
and,
Billy.
And how do you know each other?
Well, we kind of know each other through, like, Pennypack, but also through just the Philadelphia area. You know, we've been around this area for so long.
The Philadelphia area, and I'm sure a lot of different areas and neighborhoods that of musicians are very close knit, and you know, and it's an extended family. So is that an accurate description of what goes on over in the Philly area?
I would say so. Yeah.
We all
kind of stand behind each other. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Absolutely. Me and Billy have done some of the greatest shows that we've played together. Not only we played together at the Theater of Living Arts. We did amazing shows there. We sold that theater out and had so much fun together and just playing together. Like you said, like neighborhoods, you know, they kind of breed musicians. And in Philadelphia, there's so many artists that actually come from here, but some of them do really great things, like Billy's band. When he closed up the Pennypack Music Festival, I mean, I think last year, Billy, how many people did you have there? That was like one of the highest attended concerts of the Philadelphia area. Definitely a top 10 or 5 event. Could even be number 1 that night. It was great.
One of the park police told me that there was more than 5,000 people there.
Absolutely. That night was crazy. Everybody was just a great, great time. I remember that.
Yeah, you just got to add free and band and lasers, and it seems to fill up.
You can't lose with that triple combination, right?
right.
No, but seriously, that was an amazing night. I mean, you know, we played the Pennypack Music Festival last Wednesday night, and it was awesome. I loved it. But so I can't wait to see that you guys, because, you know, you guys blew it out of the park, literally. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, man, it's always a good time. I love seeing all the people come out and all their families and everything. And it's totally a family-friendly thing. You know, we cut all the F-bombs out and all the nudity off the videos. And we're doing Pink Floyd PG.
There you go.
That's cool.
That's perfect. That's the way it's got to be to appeal to the masses, especially at a public concert like that. So that's good that we actually can know where our parameters lie.
Hey, let me tell you a little bit about Buddy. You know who his uncle is? Is it your uncle?
It's actually my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law
is one of the Monkees.
Yeah,
no,
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. Yeah.
Mickey Dolenz, yeah.
We were just hanging out on Thursday night. He played in New Jersey.
How old is he now, man?
He's 72.
Oh my God, dude, that's freaking awesome.
does he still play?
He plays all the time. He's always on tour, and his voice has really remained intact, you know? Just like when he was 20, 21, when he laid all those vocals down on those great Monkee recordings. It's amazing when you still go see him. I was at a theater with him last Thursday night in Morristown, New Jersey, and he was just blowing it out of the park. I mean, he still sounds great. It's amazing.
And is he
cool.
is he writing new stuff, or is he playing some of the old Monkee tunes?
Yeah, they just released an album last year that went to the top of the charts. It was number one in classic vinyl, Rolling Stone. So he's still doing amazing work all the time.
Excellent, excellent. Well,
yeah.
You give him our regards. Tell him about our show. I'd love to talk to him. And you know, we do music history here, so that would be a great thing for people to hear. And I'd love to talk to him. So if you could,
absolutely.
That'd be great.
Set it up. Great.
Okay. Cool.
Great.
All right. Do you want to ask Billy any other questions? The calls have seemed to slow down, but if anybody that's listening online wants to speak to Billy Martin, you can dial 917-889-9970. And if you're at the show, feel free to call in, tell us how you like the show, talk to us about the music scene and when you're going to go see Think Pink Floyd, and we're more than happy to put you on. So we have a few open lines here, and feel free to call in. So Billy, let's talk a little bit about, now that we have a little wind on the line, so I'm gonna shut down the one of the microphones to see if we can quiet down the wind. Okay, so let's see what happens here.
All right.
Okay, there you go. All right, great. So that gives us a clear mic. Okay, so Billy, I know you were telling me in the past, because I asked you, Billy, what gave you the idea of ever doing a tribute band for Pink Floyd? And I remember some of the things that you told me. You want to get into a little bit about that?
Sure. I was running open mic night in Philadelphia, and this is going back many moons ago. I ran the open mic night at the Hollywood Bistro for 11 years. So I used to get people coming up to me asking for requests. And I got a couple of young guys coming up to me, and they're asking me to play Pink Floyd. I said, sure, I know Wish You Were Here, I know Comfortably Numb. They said, we don't know that. They wanted me to do something from Momentary Lapse of Reason or Division Bell. I'm like, no, get out of here. I don't know that stuff. I mean, unlike today, which I'm kind of doing that stuff now, but what I realized was, Pink Floyd kind of came back on the scene after their little squabble with Roger Waters and their court date and all that. And I kind of realized, hey, this band is spanning generations, and they had a whole new fan base. Because the young guys didn't know Dark Side of the Moon. They didn't know Wish You Were Here. And they were asking me to play the stuff that was, at the time, it was pretty much fresh. And, I didn't know it. So, but I kept getting it on occasions. People would ask me to play that stuff, Learning to Fly, or, some of the newer Pink Floyd stuff. I guess that would be like late 80s or early 90s. And I said, man, I keep getting all these people asking me to play this new Pink Floyd stuff. I should start up a tribute band. And there you have it. That's the answer, Al.
There you go. It's basic business 101. Give them what they want.
Yeah, and then I just sort of seemed to pull all ages into the shows. I mean, and it's still happening today. Like I said, I see these young kids that are 15, 16 years old, and they're wearing Pink Floyd shirts, and, oh, I love Pink Floyd, and, you know, they're from West Virginia or Ohio or Pittsburgh and different places like that. And I asked some of them, I said, how did you get into Pink Floyd? Why do you like Pink Floyd so much? And they said, oh, my parents used to play it all the time when I was little.
There you go.
So that's how it worked out.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that, you know, parents playing that. I was first introduced to Pink Floyd was back in the 1970s. I actually went to the Dark Side of the Moon concert. I think that was like 1975 or 1974. And,
wow. Well, we're not that old, Al, but good for you. Sorry, man. I wish I was there in 73, 74. That must have been great.
Yeah, it was great. It was an outdoor concert in a place called Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, which is not even there anymore. But
wow.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. And so, you know, Billy, like always, we always have a great show with you, no matter what band you're representing. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just talk a little bit about your interest in bringing youngsters, you know, into the music business, playing music. And I know you're a big advocate of that. And you want to just say a few words about that and you know, what you would like to see young folks do and get interested in not only listening to good music, but I know you're a big advocate of them playing it. So you want to address that a little bit?
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking you're probably talking about Angus Road. And, yeah, they're a great young band, and they're playing Floyd and Zeppelin and Stevie Ray and all Hendrix and all the greatest stuff. And it's just really refreshing to hear, you know, a younger generation playing that stuff. And I just know from my own kids, my son's a guitar player, and, you know, they have something that we didn't have when we were learning how to play. They have YouTube. So, you know, they sit down in front of YouTube for an hour, and they stand up, and they're as good as I am now, but they're only 18, 19 years old.
It's amazing. It's absolutely,
yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I had a Leonard Skinner double platinum live album, and if you hold it, I still have it. If you hold it up and you look at the album, you can see all the scratch marks where I was having trouble learning how to play a part of the song. That's how I had to learn it.
Yeah, and there was no rewind. It was pick up the needle and start it over again. Right? I mean, you basically had to pick up the arm holding the record needle and putting it back into the previous grooves. There was no reset button or rewind button or fast forward or fast backwards.
There's no rewind. There's no rewind on an album. You picked up the needle and you dropped it back down where you thought it was.
Yeah.
I used to just rub it back to where I thought it was and ended up skipping, like, you know. Then I'd wipe it off with Pledge furniture polish, try to get the scratches out of it.
Interesting. That's funny. All right, Billy. So why don't we do this? Why don't we talk again about what the shows that you have coming up, the dates, and where they're going to be. And then if no more people call in, what we'll do is we'll bid you a good evening, and we'll call an end to the show for the time being, a short pause. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, so what is happening?
Okay, so September 1st, St. Clair Park Amphitheater in Pittsburgh area, and that's with the Laser Light Show, and September 6th, Pennypack Park, Philadelphia, PA. You can probably get that at pennypackpark.org, I believe, the schedule. There's a few bands going to be playing there in the next couple weeks. My one buddy's band, Launch, is a Boston Sticks tribute
And I think they're coming up. I'm not sure. I wish somebody from Pennypack would call because I don't know their exact date, but real good sticks, Boston tribute. I know Mike LeCompte is going to be there. I think he might even be there this Wednesday, but I'm not totally sure. It's Wednesday coming up. Yeah, you can find us online, thinkpinkfloyd.com, Think Pink Floyd YouTube, Think Pink Floyd Twitter, et cetera.
Okay. All right, Billy, as usual, another great show, a lot of great callers. Thanks for being on with us again. Like I always told you before, you're always welcome back. We do a lot of projects together. And love having you, Bill. Okay. And, you know, we got together a couple of weeks ago. We had a great time. We went out and we saw a couple of good bands and went over by the beach and stuff and had some fun. And we talked about our up and coming things that we're doing. And so, you know, we have more than a radio relationship, and I really, really cherish and appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a great time, and, you know, I love your show. I think you're great at it, so stick with it, Al. Good times or better days are coming, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Billy. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Get out and see Bill Martin, Think Pink Floyd. I would appreciate it, too, if you listen to our show. I'll be with Billy on the 24th over in Chickie and Pete's. Okay, we're going to be working that venue with another one of Billy's bands, Acoustic Martin and Company, and a couple of other bands as well. Billy mentioned that, Angus Road. We're doing a regular Monday night show now. And you can hear us live here, and Billy pops in on occasion on those shows, and I'm sure we'll have Billy on again very soon. And we're gonna pull the plug now, and we'll be back. This is Al Fink. Thank you, Billy Martin. Thank you, Think Pink Floyd. Thank you, all the callers, and we'll see you on Monday night at 8 p.m. All right, everybody, have a good evening. Bye, Billy. Thanks again.
Good night. Thank you.